Danny Green wasn't making an excuse. He was simply stating a fact. All you have to do is look at the lineup and you know, look at the minutes played, and you know that this team is sort of trying to find which pieces can work or which pieces, you know, will fit with other pieces. What I want to ask you, though, is there's also been this idea, and you've talked about it on the telecast. Jonesy's talked about it as well. You know, the idea that Nick Nurse, that he doesn't want to kind of reveal the whole playbook to everybody, to his opponents, right? You want to keep some stuff back to catch people off guard when you get to the playoffs. How are you viewing, and how did you view a game like last night, where, as I said, it just looked like they were disjointed?
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, you make a lot of great points. I think, number one, consistency, continuity are so key. You think about great teams, great players, and how are they defined? They're defined by the fact that they do it every game, that there's a lot of consistency there. And so it is remarkable to me that the Raptors are where they are, given the fact that they've used the number of lineups that they've used. Now, a lot of that they've had to, right, because of injuries. And then you also add in the 12 games, you know, for load management, because six of them on top of the 12, Kawhi has missed due to injuries. So it's remarkable that they've been able to achieve what they've been able to achieve. And when you look at the starting five last night, the starting five, that was not an issue whatsoever. Nick Nurse, when you look at what he was able to do, he kept him in as long as he could.
Right.
And then he turned to his bench. And so this is where, you know, I don't know that you need to figure things out with the starting five, but with respect to, you know, utilizing that second unit, Norman Powell had an off night. Jeremy Lin, who everybody has said this is a great pickup, and it has been. But unfortunately, he's yet to hit a three as a Toronto Raptor. Marcus Gasol getting used to coming in off of the bench. Serge has not performed all that well offensively, although from a rebounding standpoint, he was certainly proficient on Sunday against the Detroit Pistons. But there still is a matchup there that Nick will look at, and understandably so, as to who will start and who will come off of the bench. But there does need to be, at some point here, I think, some continuity. But last night, when I analyzed it, it was about the bench, and I said that in the third. You know, he, at some point, Nick had to go back to the bench, and what were they going to give you? And at the start of the fourth quarter, when they led by two, he did keep Pascal in, and so he is working with, okay, I need to put one starter on the floor. Well, now maybe it's two. So it'll be interesting to see how he works with that. But Houston went on 11-2 run, and that ultimately was a game, because by the time that the first unit got back in, yes, they counterpunched and got, you know, a little bit closer, but then all of a sudden James Harden heats up and he makes a couple of threes, and the night was over.
How much of a test is this for Nick, you know, and as a head coach? Because it's, you know, it's one thing to be an assistant coach, not to take anything away from assistant coaches, because we all know the way work's delegated these days. Assistant coaches, it's not like they're the guys that simply sit on the sidelines. But how much of a test is this in a way of Nick? And because, you know, he's the guy this is going to be focused on, right?
Well, I think it's a test, and I think it would be a test for Greg Popovich. And I think it would be a test for Phil Jackson or Pat Riley. I think it would be a test for any coach out there that, you know, is a high-level coach, that you look at the 17 different starting lineups, and nine of those 17, they use just one time. And you mentioned this earlier. And by the way, I think Nick has handled all this so well, right? I mean, it. He's had different combinations. He's willing to try different things. And I think that that's certainly something that will bode well come the postseason. You know, he looks at it as a positive. not as a negative. And you mentioned that, Fred VanVleet, right, is out. And as we know, he's an integral part to that bench core. But I also look at this, and I think this is something you and I have mentioned, we've talked about this before, that here in Toronto we've gotten so used to the Raptors' depth of playing 10, 11, 12 deep on a nightly basis. Well, come the playoffs, that goes out the window. I mean, we even saw last season when the Raptors had one of the best benches in the league where they really shortened things up because they weren't getting what they needed to at certain times, with certain combinations of players. And so this may be a year where you see a team going 8, the Toronto Raptors going 8 once they get into the playoffs and sprinkle in a 9th. Like right. The Patrick McCall from a defensive standpoint. Because if you come in, and this is with the way this team is right now and what they want to accomplish, if you're coming in off of the bench and you're not executing what needs to be done, then Nick is going to take you out and go back, right, to a different combination. And that's just the way it is. And I thought defensively they were really good last night. That five, that starting five, that third quarter. How good was that third quarter?
Oh, that was.
And Nick talked about this at the end of the game about the bench needed to provide some of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the thing. Third quarter was great, but you're right. Given the way Nick uses his bench, it would have been nice if the bench had provided 30% of it. You know what I mean? That was a lot of heavy lifting for the starting five.
He had to do that.
Yes.
I mean, the bottom line was that he had to do that, right?
Right.
There was zero option. He had to stay with that group. And, unfortunately, when he had to go back to the bench to provide, just give me 4 really good minutes and then I'll start bringing in, and it just wasn't there. It's just unfortunate. But I think and this is the way Nick has always looked at this, it gives him an opportunity to now take a look at things and try to figure out different combinations and, see exactly which way they want to go.
The way they played against James Harden, the defense they used, and it didn't look like it's anything really specifically geared towards James Harden, that it was a sort of a more, holistic approach defense. I don't know if that's the right word. I understand it's going to depend, obviously, on the matchup when you get to the playoffs. But do you see Nick as a guy, when the playoffs roll around, Matt, who is going to keep the defensive aspect of the game pretty simple, or do you think we're going to see a coach who's going to throw everything, including the kitchen sink at teams, right out of the gate in the playoffs? I'm talking about defensively.
Well, I think defensively, I think it's just all going to be based upon what, they expect the other team to do, what the other team is doing. I mean, Nick said yesterday before the game how as much as last night is the focal point of James Harden defensively, it's also an opportunity for them to try different things out to see how their schemes work against a star-level player because they understand that that's what's going to happen in the playoffs. And I think once he gets into the playoffs, he'll understand that, and he will, that he has 5 to 10 different options that he can go to. And from an offensive standpoint, we saw the play against Detroit on Sunday at the end of regulation that had not been used, by him all season long. Throws opposite corner. Marc Gasol had a wide open shot. They had just implemented that in practice that, okay, we've never used this before here. Let's go ahead and try it. And wide open shot, Marc, unfortunately, at the end of regulation missed it. But from a defensive standpoint, you do want to show things because, as we've talked about before, it is important from a continuity standpoint, everybody understanding assignments. Now you can go back to the film, show everybody exactly what, transpired during the course of that segment that they need to stay in tune with. And he continues to advance that. And I would imagine that he still has some depth to what he wants to do defensively that he may not show. Maybe there's a couple of things that he'll keep on the side. They'll work on him in practice. They'll talk about it. But yet they may not even show during the flow of a game.